It was a pretty heartwarming little speech that he made. Wanted to bring the family in and just do this little business ordeal to benefit from. I'm all good with that. What I'm concerned is safety, just like a lot of the other individuals have said. We've, throughout the years, people pull in at the entry of Roberts Ridge. I see trash dumped all the time. Everybody knows 160 is a hot route all summer long. Got people going to Cloud Nine, West Plains. It's a good trail, you know, a good route for everybody to take. They stop, they dump trash. We have people walk on, we have people urinating at the front, at the entrance of Roberts Ridge. I could imagine what's going to happen now. That's a hot spot to pull over now. Get a, you know, get an RV overnight. Why not? Kick back, have some fun, drink some beers. I don't know how it's going to be regulated and how it's going to be overseen for safety. And like the other gal mentioned, there are two young families and they have little kids right there on the edge of that property over there. And that's my concern, is really the safety. And as mentioned before, what's going to happen when those cabins are down in the back of those woods? Everybody knows it's deer season. People hunt out here. They hunt game various times of the year. And now you're bringing in, you're going to introduce people to an environment who may not be accustomed to the agricultural life, to the hunting life. You know, are they going to be wandering around putting themselves in danger or somebody else in danger as well? So far, public activities around in this area where people like to just want to retire, they want that silent, easy life. That's why people move out in this area, is to get away from this. All that's going to change if this gets rezoned. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Is that everyone now? Would you like to come back forward, sir, and address some of these issues, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of it's just anxiousness. I don't really hear anything. Most of what I heard that was of plausible was people living down Roberts Ridge. This has over a half mile of state highway, four entrances, one at each end, two in the middle. If we miss it, we've got an opportunity to get pulled over and get in. It's all approved by the state. As far as sewer and water, we have a sewer license, our business does. We're going to work with John Suti and the DNR to keep this all the way it's supposed to be. Nothing going downhill. It's all going to evaporate out. It's all going to be fine. And as far as people coming, I think people are coming to get away, not do meth and throw trash out at the side of the road. We're trying to get people that are wanting to have a good family time. This isn't a place to bring your RV and stay for the next 6 months. You know, you want to stay a couple weeks, that's great. We love to see you and have the next guest come in. It's going to be booked accordingly. You're not coming out for a month. We're not going to have people live in there. That's not what we envision at all. So at that being said, we may even put a 14 to 20 day and you need to move on to the next spot. But other than that, I think it's just a lot of nervousness. I know there's four people that spoke that I would agree that they're a little anxious. They're to the north and they're trying to sell their entire place. So I'm sure this is unrattling for them at the moment, but change is hard to pass. So, but I appreciate everybody's comments and concerns.
You may have answered this, but are you going to live on the property yourself?
No, I live in Cedar Creek. But I do have the trailer fully remodeled to the left, and then we still have the other homestead to contend with.
So is there on-site management then?
That's going to have to be, yeah, because we need to have somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So will they live in the current?
That is what we're proposing at the moment. Either that or they could have an RV and would like to come through, stay for the 6-7 months and go. I mean, that's normally what everybody does with our state parks. They all sign up to do something like that to stay for free.
Any Okay, this might be a proper time to ask the committee members if you want to vote just on a land use change or both projects at once. If you have a choice on that, why, I'd like for you to make that known to me.
Well, there are two separate applications. They're not tied together. Mm-hmm. Your CUP is the nightly rental. And then the rezone, of course, would need a motion to recommend approval of application 2319 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by K&H Buildings LLC for the parcel located at parcel number 10-6.0-24-000-000-009.000 is 25123 U.S. Highway 160. The motion would be to rezone from A1 zoning districts to RV1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So this would be a motion to approve that, and you would vote accordingly. If the motion did not pass, then the approval would not be given to the County Commission. If it was to pass, then the Planning Commission would recommend approval by the County Commission.
Do we have to pass it before it would go to the County Commission?
Nope. You just are making recommendation.
Okay. And if they decide,
if it doesn't pass, I send them a resolution saying that your approval motion to approve it did not pass, so you're not approving. Okay. But a motion to approve the resolution sent to them would say that you guys approve of the County Commission approving it.
So and if then, it doesn't pass to RV1, are we still able to pass, or do we still want to try to pass the conditional use?
Well, CUP is totally separate. You can do that on A1 or RB1. He has a CUP request on A1.
On either one.
Well, he has it on A1, so if it's approved and it gets rezoned to RV1, it's still good.
Yeah. You can have not get rental. It. I just,
yeah. Conditional use is separate.
If there's no RV park, are we still want to do nightly rental? That's what I'm trying to get.
I would like to, but so the way that this is all written up is I had to go RV1 to be able to attach to nightly rental. So when we were looking at this without going full commercial, and you guys just saying no because that just opens Pandora's box up, is I basically said we were going to focus on RV with a conditional use permit attached to it for nightly rental. There's no way to get nightly rental and RV in any other fashion.
I think we have to decide kind of which way we're going now, because if you were in favor of dividing up an RV park and nightly rental, which is sometimes a concern, I'm not telling you how to go, but that would give you an opportunity to do that, I think.
I think we need to separate them.
Well, you have to. There are two applications.
Yeah, right now we just need to decide if we want to recommend to the County Commission
about
to rezone the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I need to know.
That's the question.
That's what I was trying to get clear.
Do we have a motion to deny, or do we have a motion to approve and then deny?
Well, again, if there's six of you and that motion to deny doesn't pass, then what do I tell the commission that you guys didn't approve it to not be approved? If you make a motion to approve and it's 3-3, then that motion did not pass, so I couldn't say to the County Commission you guys approve of the approval. But on the denial, I couldn't say it was denied because the denial motion didn't pass. Does that make sense?
Well, is that if the denial didn't pass, that makes it?
Well, it just makes it to you guys to pass it on for them to deny it.
On this, I don't know that holds necessarily true on this application. Because what we make a motion is whether we recommend approval or not.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But again, if you make motion to not approve and it's 3-3, I'll just tell the County Commission you guys don't recommend not approving it, so I guess approve it. See what I mean? If you guys make a motion to approve and it's 3-3, that motion does not pass.
Right.
Okay, I would tell a county commission they can't recommend that they approve.
We make a motion to approve and then we don't get a second, then it dies, right?
No.
We need to take a vote. It needs a second.
Take a vote.
We need to vote. So he needs an answer. They need an answer.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we need an answer.
You're either voting no or no.
So I've read the motion to approve, and again, if somebody would make a motion of what I've read, you don't have to read that whole deal again, but I've got it in copy. And then, of course, if you're for the approval, vote yay, and if you're against and want to pass to the county commission not to approve it, then it's a nay. But we need somebody to make that motion.
Yeah, we need something. When you've got it all straight in your mind what you want to do, I would like a motion.
I would make the motion to approve that we do the rezoning for the parcel located at 25123 U.S. Highway 160 in Kazee Mills.
Okay, I second.
The motion has been made and seconded to approve
for the recommendation to the county.
Recommendations for rezoning. Any other discussion on this, or are we ready for a vote?
Mm-hmm. I dislike rezoning. I'm sorry. That's my friend. And I dislike rezoning. We spent a year getting a zoning map for this county so that there would be stability and people know what they're getting into, you know? And when you start rezoning stuff, you know, that's forever. I got a problem with zoning changes, man.
Well, it's the only way to do business.
Yeah. For the campground?
Yeah.
Discussion. I'm done.
Thank you, George, for your input.
Aye.
Are we ready for a vote?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor signify by raising their hand and saying aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion has failed.
So, Mr. Chairman, I got written on your sheet when the county commission meeting is, if you'll tell me.
Oh, yes. The county commission meeting on this is November the 27th. It'll be about 2 weeks from now at 9 a.m. if you want to go before the commission.
Nope. They're going to do the CUP right now, so stay up there. So now you have conditional use permit 2317 for 5 nightly rental cabins that has no relation to the RV or the A1. You need to make a motion and vote on the conditional use permit for the 5 nightly rental cabins.
So just to be clear, this CUP would give him permission to establish 5 nightly rentals at this property. Is that correct?
As it currently sets, or if the county commission approves it to RV1, it would still be valid.
Okay.
Because a conditional use permit for nightly rentals are valid in RV1 or A1. So you just have to look at it as it's a conditional use permit for nightly rental on A1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in this case, the rezone has no effect on
conditional use permit. Right. So we need to decide on that. Do we need any more discussion on the nightly rentals on this? Do I hear a motion?
I have a question for the representative.
Yes, sir.
Would you want to do the nightly rentals if the campground can't work?
Sure.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to wait and see what the county commission says about your zoning change, because they can still approve it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I've spent some diligent time looking at it. But, yeah, I mean, either – what the biggest problem is let's – I have several family members and friends that live in Cedar Creek. Do you know what happens when their family from Iowa wants to visit? They've got to stay in Branson or not the greatest of motels in Forsyth. There's nowhere for people to stay between here and West Plains. I mean, or for you and your wife to get away and just relax for an evening or a weekend. So, I mean, yeah, it's still very much asking for it.
Well, I think the discussion period is probably over on that, and we've heard your side and we've heard their side.
How big are the nightly rentals?
Less than 700.
Each.
Bedrooms?
One bedroom loft.
One bedroom.
Is there any other questions?